This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
2 years ago, the online security industry was estimated to grow tenfold in a decade. Well, in 2016, that feels like a lowball guess. Every single business connected to the internet finds itself trying to make sense of an environment where the potential for a hacking attack seems realer than ever. Good news if you've got the skills in demand. Getting the job at some firms might take more than a computer science degree and a certification, though. You might have to have won a few medals of honor in the world of security, as Sam Harnett reports.
Devin Gergen works for the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. But when I talk to him, he's not protecting computers. He's hacking into them.
We're trying to get commands to run on a computer using nefarious means.
Gergen is one of about 200 people at the NetWars Championship in Washington, D.C. It's one of a bunch of new cybersecurity competitions. You win by showing you can replicate real-world hacks just like the bad guys. Winning NetWars isn't just about bragging rights. Potential employers like John Strand are watching. He owns Black Hills Information Security.
Whenever I get a resume from somebody and they put that they were a NetWars champion, that resume goes to the top of the list every single time.
Given all the demand for cybersecurity employees, you might think it'd be easy to get a job. Not so, says Vivi Lenga. She's a college senior at San Jose State University and specializes in cybersecurity.
It's really actually pretty scary looking at the requirements.
Lenga says companies want years of experience, but they don't want to invest in training you.
It's hard to get your foot in the door.
That's why she and fellow students have been entering cybersecurity competitions. They're trying to prove they've got what it takes to people like Alan Paller.
What we're looking for particularly are people who like to take things apart and find the way things can be broken.
Paller directs the SANS Institute, a cybersecurity organization that hosts NetWars and searches for people with the right stuff. They are in unexpected places, Paller says. Very unexpected, as Jeff McJunkin knows.
When I started doing NetWars, I was still a systems administrator for the city of Central Point, Oregon.
McJunkin went on to win the whole NetWars competition. He did so well, he was hired to run the thing. The IT guy from a little city in Oregon hacked his way into a cybersecurity career. Vivi Lange and her fellow college students hope to do the same. In San Jose, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.